Hi. To anyone who's listening to this, I am right next to my window. And, okay, I don't know what the, like, names are for the moon and the stages of the moon. Sorry, I don't know what it's called. But right now, it's full and freaking huge. And it's like one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. So I live right across a mountain, like right across the street from a mountain. And I'm in a valley. And I guess I'll try to describe what I'm looking at right now. So, I'm looking at my backyard. It's incredibly dark. And I'm looking at the other side of the mountain. There's houses, just a few. Luckily, not much light pollution. I live near a freeway, but far enough where it's not too loud. And the moon is right above the mountain, and I love the moon so much. I don't like the dark, but I love the moon and the stars, and if only you could see this right now. It's like a little bit yellow. And then, you know, you can see the gray spots. It's so bright. It's a bit cloudy, but, you know, we're spinning. So, it's just, you can see how slowly we're moving because the clouds are passing by, right? And it's shining so brightly. And it's windy today. It's been windy this whole day. The breeze is really cold, not cold. Well, cold for where I am, I guess, but it's nice. It's like the perfect, what am I trying to say? I don't know what I'm trying to say. Like the coolness of the air, it's like so crisp and it's just really nice. I'm lucky to have a lot of trees where I am. So it helps. But just seeing the cars pass by on the freeway and the moon and the lights from the houses on the other side of the mountain. The clouds passing by, the clouds covering the moon, but the moon is so bright that you can still see it. It's like it's lighting up the sky. And I guess the only way I can describe it is like my heart is full and I haven't been doing so great lately. And this is a really nice feeling, and that's an understatement. I'm just really happy. Like in this moment, I'm happy and I'm going to sit with this feeling for as long as possible. Don't mind the water. It's just my mom. But I guess I just wanted to share this with someone. This is just, it's like, you know, you see the moon as much as you do. Never fails to amaze me how like majestic and beautiful. I'm never gonna get tired of seeing the moon. And luckily, because there's not a lot of light in my neighborhood. I mean, that sounds creepy, but it's like, it's just the right amount where when you can see the stars look so bright and so close to you. It's like everything in the world just doesn't exist right now. And I mean that in the best way. I'm just trying to take this all in because I don't have a camera that can capture the beauty of the moon. So I hope I remember this moment. I feel okay. Isn't that corny? You know? But it's that, I guess, that feeling that... Freaking cars, I'm trying to record here. I'm kidding, but not really. Get along. Go, go, go. Okay, they're going. What was I saying? I forgot. I'm tired. Anyways. Let's just sit here for a while and I hope you're enjoying this. I mean, I know you can't see it, but I hope that wherever you are, that you get to experience this feeling too. Whether it be from the moon, or the stars, or the sun, the sunrise, the sunset, whatever it may be. I see a star. That's it, there's a star. That's so pretty. I need more. Give me more. That's really pretty. Gosh, this is so nice. Moon. Hi, moon. You know when I was a kid? If my family was out and we were on our way to somewhere and it was nighttime and I would see the moon, I would always think that the moon was following me home and I would be so happy. I felt like so special. I'm like, oh my gosh, the moon likes me. But obviously I learned that that wasn't it. But then when I would get home, I'd be like, where's the moon? You know, the moon was with me the entire ride, but not when I get home. And I would be sad. Yes, that's a true story. I miss being a kid. I had to grow up quickly. Unfortunately. At first I thought it was a good thing. But I realized that... Well, it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. But it's not a great thing either. So, I promised myself that if anything makes me feel like a child again, or just gives me that feeling, I'm going to cherish it and make the best out of that feeling and try to make it last as long as I could, if possible. And I'm not gonna be embarrassed about it. I have been put down for being the 22-year-old that I am and getting excited over things that normally children would. But I'm not gonna feel ashamed for that. What I like is what I like. And so I'm gonna keep that in my heart. And now it's really cloudy. Okay, clouds. I get it. Just a few more minutes, please. Just a few more minutes with the moon. I always said Mr. Moon when I was a kid, so I kind of just stuck. So, Mr. Moon. It's crazy that something that is so far from you can bring you this comfort. Or for me, at least. Oh, thanks, crickets. You're doing great. But it gets really irritating when they're right outside your window. Which has happened before. But I think this is nice, and hopefully you can hear it too. Oh, doggies. I wish I could lay outside with my person or something. I don't have a person yet. But I wish I could lay outside with my person and just sit or lay down looking at the stars, looking at the moon. We don't even have to talk. That's what I see myself doing. I don't want to be alone because I'm scared of the dark. And I'm just embarrassing myself. I'm really good at that. But the clouds, there's a lot of clouds, and they're great clouds. The moon, oh my gosh. Okay. I could stay here forever. If there was a moment that I could sit in forever, it would be this. And the only thing that I would change is having the people that I love around me instead of being alone. Nothing wrong with being alone, but I think it would make this moment that much more special, I guess. You know? Yeah. Well, anyways, I've been going on and on. Thank you for listening to this, if you have. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. And goodbye. And bye, Mr. Moon. Until next time.